Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, if you did not know this, pay close attention. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we got two people who know a whole lot about that. Robert White, who's the executive director of NAMI, and Kate Brunelson, who is the outreach coordinator. That's a mouthful. Okay, so let's do some introductions here. Robert, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start, Manning? My name is Robert White.
Cliff Notes version. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. I have the distinct honor and privilege to be the executive director for NAMI Piedmont Tri-County. Been with them just a little over 3 years. Retired out of the EMS after 35 years, 30 of those right here in the local York County. And hats off to all the men and women. This is National EMS Week as well. And the great food here at Substation 2. Hungry Heroes just delivered a bunch of subs to those men and women. So enjoy it, and just thank you for all those do. But it's an honor to be on board.
Good. Kate, go ahead.
I am Kate Brunelson. I'm the outreach coordinator. And I really don't know a little bit about me. This is the trickiest question because I don't really enjoy talking about myself. I've been in this line of work or this passion for probably the last decade. I'm a mom when I'm not working, and I just really enjoy working with people and helping them and being part of our community.
So, Mom, do we have a little girl, a little boy? What do we got?
A couple of each. I have a 17-year-old, and I have a 13-year-old, and I have a 6-year-old. So Whoa. Two boys and one girl.
Good
They're
for
all
you.
Over the board. The little girl is our unofficial CEO, though. She's
yes.
got.
Oh, is that right?
Robert Rapp.
She's got her name tag and everything.
Mm. So what does the outreach coordinator do?
A little bit of everything. I do a lot of community education. So I go out to organizations, I go out to our schools, I go out to just do community presentations and let people know what mental health is, what it is not, signs, symptoms that they can watch for. We do a lot of collaborative events. So we work with different organizations to kind of fill in the gaps in our community where we're kind of lacking in resources and support for people. And I answer a whole lot of phone calls and try to get people plugged into support, just listening to them. Sometimes somebody just needs somebody to talk to. So we're just that voice on the other end of the line for them.
You know, I mentioned to Robert before we started the show, I would think that one of your biggest challenges would be for people to recognize that they may have a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. It may not be disastrous,
right.
But it could be, you know, just a little something has happened in their life that's kind of thrown them off kilter,
yes.
And they're not quite sure how to handle it. And I guess admitting that to themselves and putting their hand out there, I need some help, that's a big step.
It is a big step. It really is. It is hard for people to admit that. And we've come a long way, but the reality is we all have mental health. So we need to just take that off the table, right? We all have it. And like you said, whether we're having a hiccup or something disastrous, it should be a lot easier for people to reach out to get the support that they need.
You know, when you think about what I look at a lot of these poor people out there who are homeless.
Yes.
And I am convinced that I could put them here around this Straight Talk table, and we would hear stories that would probably curl your hair. Mm. Something happened in their life where that little button I say everybody has inside of them got pushed, and they just kind of went boop, 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 and they're in the situation that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
I've told this story before. It's a true story. When I was starting in this crazy business called broadcasting, I lived in Delaware, and I was assigned to go cover the Delaware General Assembly when they were in session. So I got to know who the players were. I do news stories and come back. Fast forward, when I moved away from Delaware and had my first business up in Maryland, 60 Minutes comes on. And they're doing a story about a cardboard box city in, of all places, San Francisco. All right? So I heard this voice over the TV, and I came around the corner. I said, whoa. And I looked at that character they were interviewing. I said, I picked the phone up, called my dad. I said, Dad, are you watching? Yeah, I'm watching this. I said, is that you? Yeah, that's exactly who it is. I said, Dad, what happened to this guy? He said, this fella, he lost his wife, some kind of a horrific accident, and he just went boom, 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 boom. This guy was the former Speaker of the Delaware House of Representatives and a senior VP with the DuPont Company. So that told me from day one, it can happen to anybody.
Absolutely.
Absolutely anybody.
Unfortunately, we're still hearing those stories today, Manning. It's sad. There's such a stigma surrounding mental health. Probably the mass majority of us have some type of anxiety and depression. That's starting. But it's how we deal with it and how we cope. When you look at statistics, you see 1 in 5 adults have some type of mental health impact to their life. 1 in 6 youth. So the numbers are there. You know, post-pandemic, we talked about earlier, the numbers continue to rise. We've got a lot of work to do. You know, we have 3 great outreach coordinators, Kate here in York, Jennifer in Lancaster, and Terrence in Chester. These men and women are working hard every single day to make connections, to let people know it's okay not to be okay. We're in this battle together.
I like that expression. It's okay to not be okay.
100%. You know, just like any other medical condition out there, heart problem, diabetes, there's doctors for it. You know, there's such a stigma surrounding mental health is that the C word, the crazy, many, many moons ago, they sent them off to the Bull Street in Columbia, and that's where people stayed.
Right.
You know, it's more than that. It's a mental health condition that needs to be treated with physicians. There's pharmaceuticals that can assist you. But unfortunately, it takes such a long time to get that diagnosis.
But it could be as simple as sitting down and talking to somebody and saying, you know, let me tell you what I've just been through that I think has put me off my game. And somebody who knows how to respond to that could get you right back in the game in pretty quick order. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. And I think we all have the power to respond to that. When somebody is trying to talk to us or have a conversation, just being willing to have that conversation with them. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to fix them. You know, I don't have any fancy letters after my name to fix anybody, right? But we can have those conversations that make people feel supported and seen and know that they're not alone. And then we can have, you know, the resources in our community to back that up and say, okay, if this persists, if this continues, you know, there's somebody you could talk to.
So when somebody calls in to NAMI, wherever they may be, Lancaster, Chester, or here at Rock Hill, and they say, you know, whatever my issue is, I'm just not feeling good. What do you do? How do you respond to that? What do you do? Start asking questions?
Yeah, there's a plethora of information that our team starts gathering. A, make sure they're safe. They're not going to harm themselves or others. But analogy that I like using is we help them connect the dots. Unfortunately, in the United States, it's not just a South Carolina problem. You know, we look at the health care system for our mental health men and women. It's not adequate today, and we need more facilities that are adequate in treating, not just an emergency room on the local corner, but we need those inpatient services for those mental health. We need the crisis centers. You know, we do have some beds in South Carolina, but nowhere near where we truly need to. You can go to the ER in most any emergency room today across South Carolina, North Carolina, and you'll see those with a mental health condition sitting and waiting. That's not good therapy. Sitting and waiting through a inpatient unit where they can go get good definitive care. That's got to change.
So when they close Bull Street, for instance, and I do not have a working knowledge of Bull Street except to know that's where, as you say, people with mental health issues used to go to.
Right.
What did that do as far as what you're talking about, the need to have?
Well, it gave them some treatment parameters. If you came in with whatever mental health diagnosis it is, you had a physician there working with you, they can treat you accordingly, prescribe the medications, make sure it's in your system, because some medications may take several days, several weeks to get into the system to do what it's designed to do. And what can happen in that interim? So there you had a pretty good size facility at that time. Now, mental health cases, they just don't have the medical facilities that we need.
All right, so back to square one. Somebody picks the phone up and calls NAMI right here in York, Chester, Lancaster counties, and you're going to go through a questionnaire trying to gather information and trying to make an assessment as to how bad is this? Is this just a little blip or is it something really bad? Is that right?
We mostly do, yeah. We really just want to assess for their safety and make sure that they're safe in the moment and then give them the opportunity to talk about what's going on. A lot of the phone calls that we get or that I get, it's parents who are concerned about their loved one, their kids, or it is somebody calling on behalf of their spouse. We do get, you know, people who are calling for themselves. And as long as they're safe and they're just looking for support, we have some pretty solid resources at NAMI that we can plug them into. We have peer-to-peer support groups. We have our drop-in centers. We have education classes. There's even an online education class that they can take if they're looking to get more information. So we just kind of try to connect them in what's going to be most beneficial to them and then also give them the resources in case it does worsen, right? If there's that lapse in between when they first call us and they're waiting to get services, making sure that they have a plan in place if things do get worse, who they can contact in that situation.
So the majority of calls are ones that are it can be handled simply, I would say. In other words,
yes.
not serious, whatever.
I've had very few crisis calls, and I've been here about a year and a half.
So. Okay. And when you do you find that those people who call, are they receptive to getting some help?
Yes.
They are?
Yeah. They call us looking for help. They don't know where to turn, who to contact, who to reach out to, and the majority of the people that contact us are just looking for that support and that help for either themselves or their loved one.
So, I mean, roughly how many of these calls are you all handling in the course of a month or however you tabulate it?
Great. We track those numbers and those conversations, but I don't have that number off the top of your head.
You are the executive director, aren't you?
But let me say, does a bunch quantify? It is a bunch. And more importantly is we want the community to know that NAMI is here to support them. There's no cost to anything that we do. Our peer support groups, now we're not clinicians. We don't diagnose. We don't prescribe. We are a support piece. This is Football City USA, right?
Yeah.
All these wonderful coaches, they put in the plays for these players to run and score that touchdown, go on to victory. That's what these outreach coordinators do. They help you. Put you in the right direction to see the people, the men and women that are the professionals. Let them know to reach out. Do they call the crisis line or do they call 988 or do they need to go to the emergency room because they're in crisis? There's a plethora of information that these men and women do. It is priceless for what they do and the lives that they touch every single day.
So when you put somebody in touch with a counselor or whatever the group is, you feel good, okay, I got them connected. But is there a follow-up system? I mean, are you following that up to make sure they are okay?
Well, if we have the opportunity, so a lot of times I will ask, because we do have a good rapport with people. We spend a lot of time talking to them, getting to know them, and it's hard to just let them go without any sort of follow-up. So we do ask oftentimes, is it okay if we reach back out to you? Can we follow up to make sure you were able to get connected to make sure that worked? I always let people know, you know, therapy isn't a one-size-fits-all. Neither are support groups. You might have to try a few on before you find somebody you connect with. So in that interim, make sure you're calling us back so that we can keep getting you plugged into something that's useful. Because if you're not going to talk to your therapist, it's not going to be very helpful.
Yeah,
so it's
exactly.
Got to be a good fit. And we really encourage folks to give us a call back if, you know, there's kind of a lag in between services.
So do you call XYZ organization that you're referring somebody to tell them that Johnny Smith is going to be?
We do not.
You do not. You just rely upon
the. We give them the information, and then, you know, they need to make the call for themselves.
Unfortunately, Manning, you know about patient privacy laws.
There's
sometimes it gets in the way, and here's a good opportunity. Hey, Susie's coming over to visit with you. And Susie may get offended because I just wanted to talk to Kate. I didn't want to talk to anybody else. So we have to be extremely cautious when it comes to that HIPAA, that patient privacy. There are times, hey, can I give, you know, especially if they walk into our offices and we have that verbal consent, hey, can I reach out to the counseling service or get you in touch with person X, and so they can communicate with you to get you that next step that you need. So we have to be cautious, unfortunately.
So after somebody has gone to wherever you have sent them, do you get any feedback from them saying, calling you back and say, look, I just want to tell you, that was a big help to me. I feel much, much better. I'm okay.
I have gotten some of the follow-up calls, and those are probably my favorite to get because it's just so good to know that they're feeling better, they're feeling like themselves again, and that we were able to kind of guide them in the right direction. I don't get as many as I would like, so if you're listening and you've talked to us, call us. We would appreciate to know that you're well. But we do get them, and they definitely make my day, especially like for our youth. If we get calls concerning youth, it's always good to know that they've been plugged in and are doing all right.
So what do you find are some of the triggering mechanisms that are causing people to say, I'm not exactly thinking like I normally think, and I need to talk to somebody?
Life. Life, right? Life is life sometimes, and it's a lot. And I think that so many of us carry around a lot from our childhood, or just from, you know, I grew up in the generation where we didn't talk about mental health, we didn't talk about our problems. So, you know, just because you grow up, all that stuff doesn't just go away. Now you have all your childhood problems on top of your adulthood problems. And sometimes it just gets to be a lot for folks. And it doesn't take much sometimes to kind of be the final straw in that hat. And it, I think really just life sometimes gets people.
Now, need I bring up the word COVID and what that did to, I guess, really put the whole mental health issue right front and center of everybody. Mm-hmm. When you sent everybody home and they were living off of TV screens and not being able to mingle with their friends, and office settings were disrupted, and I mean, that must have turned your world upside down.
Well, thankfully, I was not here then. No. I think it had good and bad. I think that it really highlighted the need for there to be more conversations about mental health.
Yes.
And
they
really highlighted this virtual therapy, which is great because you can reach so many more people now that we can do virtual therapy. So I think that it definitely had some benefit, but it did really, I think, take a big toll on people. Now, I'm as the introvert in the crowd, I was like, okay, this is all right. So I was okay. But my extroverted friends, I made sure to check in on them during COVID quite a bit.
COVID did pull back a lot, and it made it more relevant than the stigma that tries to push it. So with that, the positive thing, it let the world know mental health is truly is a problem, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just like any other medical condition. There's treatment parameters for that. Again, it's okay not to be okay. You know, if I'm having a heart attack, you know, I'm not going to a doctor because I'm having a heart attack. You know, that's something that the world has come accustomed to. So we got to get those treatments. COVID has showed us that.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, so what we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, is magical. We do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week. How we do them is in the white letters, and we're all going to chant it out together at the count of three. Are we ready over there? At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Substation 2 has a lot of foot traffic, causing periodic repairs that have to be made. To get this work done, Substation 2 will be closed Memorial Day weekend, Saturday through Monday, May 24th to 26th. But we will reopen Tuesday, May 27th. Fingers crossed, anyway, we can get it done.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Attention sublovers, Substation 2 is turning 39 and we're celebrating. This is Charlie Ruffalo. Be one of the first 39 customers through our doors on June 6th and win one free sub every month for an entire year. But wait, there's more. The next 39 customers will snag an incredible 39% discount on any one order placed by June 5th, 2026. It's a sandwich sensation at Substation 2. Come join us June 6th as we celebrate 39 years of mouthwatering subs and salads. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Great talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we have two people here who are very, very involved with this. Robert White, who's the Executive Director of NAMI, Kate Brundelson, who is the Outreach Coordinator. This has been a very interesting program because, you know, this whole thing about mental health, I wonder if you are totally honest, if there's anybody you've ever known that hasn't had a mental health blip at some point in their life.
It's called human nature. We all have our good days and bad days. It's how we recover is what is important. Sometime on our bad days, we need a little help, and that's the peer support that you have around family, loved ones, caregivers, and it's just how that you can recover out of that. Sometimes it goes a little bit deeper than that. It's that health condition surrounding your brain that you may need a little bit of help with.
I'm thinking here, not knowing anything about this, which is totally, I mean, that's normal for me, not knowing anything about it. Something's telling me that most of the calls that you're dealing with are ones that I would call kind of routine, things that could be normalized in pretty quick order. It's not something that you need drugs for, you need to go see whatever, you just need to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Try to get your head straight.
It works. It truly saves lives. I'm going to brag on our outreach coordinator, Jennifer. When we first opened our office in the Lancaster market, she had a young lady that came to her office. I remember you from a presentation that you did out in the community, and I'm struggling. And because of that conversation, saved this young lady's life. Because later on that evening, the woman was ready to complete suicide and said, "Hey, I'm struggling. Come help me." And because of that communication, because of that, we were able to make sure that young lady had help. And today's doing wonderful because they have, that follow-up. Doing wonderful. So there's a lot of things that happen each and every day just by the little things that we do.
So I guess what we're trying to tell people, when this blip hits you, and it will at some point, you know, whatever it is, loss of a job, loss of a loved one, you know, whatever. NAMIPiedmont.org. NAMIPiedmont.org is how you get the process started.
Absolutely.
And it can be a simple call, and who knows, you might get Kate on the phone here.
You might.
You might get Kate on the phone and say, "Kate, I'm not thinking too straight about this," and Kate's going to start a conversation with you and see where it goes.
We are. Yep. And don't wait. If you're going through a blip and it's taking longer than you anticipate it to, you know, if you're not bouncing back after a week or two, don't wait. Get the help that you need before it's prolonged. We know that on average people wait almost 8 to 11 years to get treatment for their mental health condition. And if you think of that like any physical health condition, you wouldn't wait 8 to 11 years. And, you know, things can get so much worse over that time. So just don't wait.
If you're carrying something in your brain for 8 to 11 years,
it's a long time.
That's going to be deep-seated in your head.
Yes.
And it's going to be hard to get that root system out of your brain.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Much easier the sooner you get support.
Yeah, it's like everything, right?
Absolutely.
The sooner you get to the doc, the better off you are.
Absolutely.
But in this case, it's not so much getting to a doctor, it's just getting to somebody who understands this issue.
We all have storms in life. It's how we recover from that storm, you know, like PTSD and some of these other scenarios. It doesn't need to be covered up and covered up and covered up. It needs to get with you a coach to talk about it and uncover it. And so you get you the support and the help that you need.
All right, so it is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you've got plenty of people who are calling in, hundreds of calls through the system every month.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing during Mental Health Awareness Month to tell more people that, you know, we're here?
There is just a lot going on in our Tri-County, a lot of fun stuff too, because life, we want it to be fun. You know, we talk about NAMI. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are the Piedmont Tri-County. Again, we cover York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. But go to NAMI, N-A-M-I, NAMIPiedmont.org. That's our website. It's got a lot of plethora of information. As you see, we got our green ribbons on. We want you to ask us about that green ribbon, because we're going to tell you it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and let me tell you more. We're having another one. I'll let Kate, what's one of her initiatives about the...
Be seen in green. Ah. So throughout the month of May, you still got some days left. If you haven't seen you in green yet, you can decorate your office, your house, yourself, anything in green, and tag us on social media. And at the end of the month, each county will pick a winner that we've caught in green, and they will get a $50 gift card. So there'll be one in Chester, Lancaster, and Rock Hill.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. Tag us on Facebook. Let us know. And we want to share the love that you have for us. So far, there's some stiff competition out there, but
there's some good ones.
There's some good ones, but I still think we can have another winner that's out there.
You know, one of the things that has gotten a lot of attention this past year, particularly, is kids and cell phones in school, and they've basically now taken them away from the kids. You got to go to school to go to school. But what this crazy thing that we all carry in our pockets is doing. Mm. Is allowing us to really be mean to a bunch of people, particularly mm-hmm. younger kids. You know, everybody's gone through the bullying stage in their life. Mm-hmm. But now with this electronic system, mm-hmm. it's really gotten serious, correct?
Oh, 100%. You can easily be a bully behind that keyboard, doing a lot of different things, and there's no ramification from it. You know, there are some great legislation pieces that are coming around. If you had the chance to see the news last night, what happened with Representative Guffey, a lot of great things, but there's a lot more that needs to happen. Kudos to any school district that takes a cell phone out of that child's hand so they can connect in the schoolwork activity.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that yesterday and today on Palmetto Mornings. You know, Brandon Guffey lost his son Gavin to this thing called sextortion, which nobody ever heard of until Brandon brought it up to light.
Yep.
And through his efforts, he's taken a tragedy and turned it into something very positive.
Absolutely.
At the state level, legislation has been put in place, you know, mm-hmm. pretty harsh. And then it went right over to the national level, mm-hmm. and he was invited to be at the White House ceremony yesterday,
yep.
where President Trump and his First Lady Melania mm-hmm. were there to sign it. I saw the picture this morning,
yes.
him standing right behind the president as he was signing that.
What
a story.
With his family as well is what it's all about. And we work closely with Representative Guffey over the years. He's a great supporter of NAMI, doing a lot of great things. And we want to continue those, not only with Representative Guffey, but anybody out there that has a passion. We could not do what we do without volunteers. We need volunteers. You know, most of our staff members have been through our free classes or our free peer support classes. There's no charge for anything that we do. So we encourage the community to connect with us and to see how we can impact them.
Well, gang, we have just about run out of time, and I see you've got those nice Substation 2 cookies right in front of you, and you're licking your chops wanting to get into them. So we're just going to bring all this to a close. Again, NAMIPiedmont.org. That's the window to get into the system, NAMIPiedmont.org. If you know anybody you think is not, thinking right, mm-hmm. talk to them. If
yes.
they're your friend, be a friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Kate, for all that you do. Thank you, NAMI. NAMIPiedmont.org. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, Robert, get that cookie out of your mouth and get ready. All right, we do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days here at Substation 2. How we do it is in the white letters, and for all those people out there who should be in here, we want to tell them why. At the count of three, let's let it rip. 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We will see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.